John 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they had run out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. Now when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made into wine and did not know where it had come from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Jesus mixed it up. Remember him with the woman at the well? He could have seen her and said, "You know, hello, I am the creator of the universe in human form. You are an immoral, wicked woman who is going to hell, and you better repent right now." But is that how the Lord addressed this woman? No. He engaged her. He conversed with her. He spoke to her and he listened to her and he drew her out. And as a result, her heart was changed that day as she embraced him as Savior and Lord. He went out and he hung out with non-believers. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He wanted to become all things to all men. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:20, "When I'm with the Jews, I become one of them so I can bring them to Christ. When I'm with the Gentiles, I fit in with them as much as I can. When I'm with a person who's oppressed, I share their oppression so I might bring them to Christ. Yes," Paul says, "I try to find common ground with everyone so I might bring them to Christ." That's the goal. And here was Jesus having a good time. And where was he? At a wedding. Why? Because he was invited. And he is at every wedding where he is invited. Did you invite him to your wedding? Have you invited Jesus into your singleness? Let him be the Lord there as well. Here, Jesus simply did a miracle to bring joy and happiness to a married couple. This might seem small to us, turning water into wine, but it shows he has power over the elements to exercise at will. Why is that important? Because we all face situations where we lose control. When that employer calls you into their office and says, "You're fired." When that spouse comes to you and says, "I don't want to be in this marriage any longer." When an unexpected bill comes. When that lawsuit is filed against you, you need to know God is in control and he can still turn water into wine, so to speak.